Crossway presents Providence by John Piper, read by Michael Beck. To all the missionaries who have given their lives, or will yet give their lives, to gather God's elect from all the peoples of the world, in the confidence that the saving purposes of Providence in Christ Jesus cannot fail.
Introduction. Four invitations. God has revealed the goal and nature and extent of His providence. He has not been silent. He has shown us these things in the Bible. This is one of the reasons that the Apostle Paul says, all Scripture is profitable. The profit lies not mainly in the validation of a theological viewpoint, but in the revelation of a great God, the exaltation of His invincible grace, and the liberation of His undeserving people. God has revealed His purposeful sovereignty over good and evil in order to humble human pride, intensify human worship, shatter human hopelessness, and put ballast in the battered boat of human faith, steel in the spine of human courage, gladness in the groans of affliction, and love in the heart that sees no way forward. What we find in the Bible is real and raw. The prizing and proclaiming of God's pervasive providence was forged in the flames of hatred and love, deceit and truth, murder and mercy, carnage and kindness, cursing and blessing, mystery and revelation, and finally, crucifixion and resurrection. I hope my treatment of God's providence will have the aroma of this shocking and hope-filled reality. In this introduction, I would like to offer you four invitations. Counterintuitive wonders. First, I invite you into a biblical world of counterintuitive wonders. I will argue that these wonders are not illogical or contradictory, but they are different from our usual ways of seeing the world. So different that our first reaction is often to say, "That can't be." But the can't is in our minds, not in reality. How unsearchable are His judgments, and how inscrutable His ways. For example,
sample complete. Ready to continue?